Blog Talk Radio.
I come on my knees to lay down before you, bringing all that I am, longing only to know you, seeking your face, and not only your hand, I find you embracing me just as I am. And I lift these songs to you. I sing to you in my praises, make your home to my audience of one. You are Father and you are Son. As your spirit flows free, let it find within me a heart that beats to praise you. And now just to know you more, come my great reward, to see your kingdom come and your will be done. I only desire to be yours, Lord. So what could I bring to honor your majesty? What song could I sing that would move the heart of royalty? When all that I have is this life that you've given me, so Lord, let me live for you, my song with humility. And Lord, as the love song of my life is played, I have one desire to bring glory to your name. To my audience of one, you are Father and you are Son. As your spirit flows free, let it find within me a heart that beats to praise you. And now just to know you more has become my great reward, to see your kingdom come and your will be done. I only desire to be yours, Lord.
ready to pursue God? Are you ready? Come on, if you're ready, say, I'm ready. Say, I'm ready, 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 ready. Oh,
only your love.
Only your love. Your voice to God. Come on, if you hear God calling you tonight, you can hear the voice of God calling you. Hey, come, calling you by name, waiting on you. Would you lift your voice and say, I'm running to you. I'm running to you. I hear your call. Can you hear the voice of the Lord?
Come, whenever you need,
He's calling you by name. He's waiting on you. Just keep believing. Keep on believing, yeah. Come to Jesus. Run to Come on, run after him. Aggressively pursue him. Pursue his presence. Give it up.
Father God, I thank you, God, for another opportunity, God, to sit before your people to tell them what thus says the Lord. I thank you for this special night, God, that commemorates that you've been with us for 8 years, Lord God. 8 years speaking to us through your word, Lord God. I know tonight will be no different, God. I know that you're going to prophesy on tonight, God, that you're going to speak to us through your word on tonight, God. And we give you the glory for the 8 years, God, and what you're going to continue through this ministry, God. You get all of the glory. In the name of Jesus, God, we honor you. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to this special night of Prolific Fire. I am your humble host, Prophet Stacy. Thank you, each and every one of you, for taking the time to join me on tonight. I pray that the word of the Lord is a blessing unto you. Let's get right into it for tonight. The foundational text comes from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 28 through 29 from the Message Bible. That's Hebrews chapter 12, verses 28 through 29 from the Message Bible. It reads as following. Do you see what we've got? An unshakable kingdom. And do you see how thankful we must be? Not only thankful, but brimming with worship. Deeply reverent before God. For God is not an indifferent bystander. He's actively cleaning house, torching all that needs to burn, and he won't quit until it's all cleansed. God himself is fire. God himself is fire. Again, it's Hebrews 12, verses 28 through 29 from the Message Bible. Here's a little fun history fact about this ministry that many of you don't know. 8 years ago today, that's right, it's our anniversary. 8 years ago today, to God be the glory. 8 years ago today, I had planned to name this ministry something else. That's right, I had other plans. I was going to name this ministry something else. But just before the launch date of this ministry, seems like out of the blue, I just kept seeing or being told about other ministries with the name I originally wanted to use. That name that we originally wanted to use, it was everywhere. I just kept seeing it and being told that other ministries were using that same name. So I decided to go back to God. How many of you know that that's a word for somebody right there? You can always go back to God. If you keep seeing something or being told something that doesn't sit right with your spirit, you can always go back to God. So I decided to go back to God and ask him to give me another name for this ministry that he had called me to. I was like, Lord, keep seeing that name, hearing that name everywhere. You got to give me another name. And he did, because he's faithful like that. Friends were giving me their name suggestions, and I know they meant well. They were giving me their name suggestions, telling me that you should call it this and you should call it that, etc. But I said no. God told me to call this ministry Prolific Fire. I said no. God told me to call this ministry Prolific Fire. Somebody, keep calling it whatever God told you to call it. Keep calling it whatever God told you to call it. Though you might have friends that mean well, I know they mean well, you might have friends that mean well, suggesting that you call it something different. Whatever God told you to name that ministry, that business, that book, that nonprofit organization, then that's what you call it. If God said it, then that settles it. That's what you call it. Case closed. Somebody, you might even have doctors, professionals, telling you to call it something different based on what they found. and their medical book saying. You might even have doctors, professionals telling you to call it something different based on what they found and their medical book saying. But if God told you to call that situation in your body healed, then guess what, beloved? You are healed. If God says it's healed, you are healed. Somebody, that sickness in your body is not unto death. All sickness is not unto death. You shall not die, but live. According to the word of God, you shall not die, but live. But if God told you to call that situation in your body healed, then you are healed. If he told you to call your marriage delivered, then guess what? Your marriage is delivered. If he told you to say that your finances is set free, I don't care how much debt you got. If God told you to say that your the finances is set free, if that's what he told you to call it, then guess what? Your finances is set free from the bondage of debt, etc. Call it what God said. That's important on tonight. Call it what God said. You may not fully understand why, but call it what God says. Call those things that be not as though they were. God wants you to call those things that be not as though they were. Romans 4 and 17. The blessing is in what you call it. Hear me tonight. The blessing is in what you call it. When God wanted to shift a person's destiny, when God wanted to shift a person's destiny, he changed their name, what they were being called, to fit their future endeavors. God changed Jacob, a known trickster's name, to Israel. Changed Jacob, a known trickster's name, to Israel, meaning triumphant with God. He changed Abram to Abraham, meaning father of many nations. He went on to change Sarai to Sarah, as she would be the mother of many nations. And the one name change I love the most, God changed a little orphan girl, named her Delta, a little orphan girl who was adopted by her cousin. God changed her name from Hadassah to Esther because she would become a queen. So, see, beloved, God called those things that be not as though they were. He changed their name and called them what they were going to be. So I don't care how the situation looks. You call it from the standpoint of God. If God says it's healed, then it's healed. If it's delivered, then it's delivered. If he told you to put that name on that book, if he told you to put that name on that ministry, then that's what you do. You call it from the standpoint of God, not the standpoint of your friends, not the standpoint of your flesh or what doctors are saying. You go with what God has said. Always go with what God has said. It's vital. Hear me, it's vital. It is vital. So, beloved, don't just name a thing off the top of your head. And if you've been doing that, quit it. Stop it right now. Don't just name a thing off the top of your head. Go over what sounds good. Again, it's vital that you call it whatever God says in this season. Not what your friends are saying, not what your flesh feels like calling it. Not even what your flesh feels like calling it. Because some of you will say, that's what I feel like it should be. No, you need a word from God. Let God name it for you. If he names it for you, the blessing will be on it because it came from his mouth and not yours. And so I obeyed. 8 years later, I'm glad that I obeyed. And so I obeyed. I call this ministry Prolific Fire, not fully understanding why. Back then, if somebody would ask me why, I could have gave them a half a reason why, but I didn't fully know why, other than God said that this ministry should be called Prolific Fire, but I didn't fully understand why. But here tonight, I got a revelation, because here tonight, God is letting us know he himself is fire. When I read that part, family, it blessed me because I connected it with this ministry. God tonight is letting us know that he himself is fire, as in prolific fire. God is fire, tonight's message. And that's what you want. Above all, that's what you want, the fire of God attached to whatever you do. Above all, that's what you want. You want the fire of God attached to whatever you do. You want God in the fire with you when you're going through, just like he was with the three Hebrew boys in the person of Jesus. Be it with you now. Otherwise, something or someone will end up burning you in ministry, burning you in business, burning you in that relationship, leaving you feeling bitter, even in a marriage, leaving you feeling bitter. If you try to go it alone without his presence, if you try to go it alone without his presence, notice that in Daniel 3, read it on your own time. Read Daniel chapter 3, and you will notice the two things the Hebrew boys were not, the two things that the Hebrew boys were not when they came out of the fire. Number one, they were not burned. Number one, they were not burned, meaning they were not physically harmed. Number two, and they were not bitter, meaning they were not emotionally impacted by what they had went through. They were not emotionally impacted by what they had been through. They were not bitter. Why? Because while they were in the fire, they also had the fire with them. Because while they were in the fire, they also had the fire with them. Because remember, God said that he himself is fire. So while they were in the fire, they also had the fire with them. God himself is fire. As tonight's foundational text says, it lets us know that God is fire. And what does fire do? The last verse from tonight's foundational text in the NIV says, and we're all familiar with it from this version, it says, God is a consuming fire. God is a consuming fire. Hebrews 12 and 29, NIV. It consumes, the fire consumes, meaning it takes over everything in its reach. It consumes it. So think about this. You know I like to make you think on prolific fire. Even if, now this is just an if, even if the Hebrew boys were feeling bitter, feeling some type of way, by the time they got out of the fire, got out of the presence of God, because remember, Jesus was in the fire with them. He was the fourth man in the fire, the fourth man seen in the fire with them. So by the time, if they were feeling bitter, feeling some type of way, by the time they got out of the fire, out of the presence of God, all those feelings, if they ever existed, had been consumed, taken over, cleansed, purged out of them. That's something to think about. Somebody going through what you're going through, let God cleanse you, purge you. Let God cleanse you, purge some things out of you. Let the fire of his presence consume you. Somebody going through what you're going through, let God cleanse you, purge some things out of you. Let the fire of his presence consume you. And by the time, I decree and declare over somebody's life, and by the time you come out of this fire, by the time you come out of the fire you're in, nobody, and nobody means nobody, nobody will ever know what it cost you to let go and let God. And by the time you come out of the fire that you're in, nobody will ever know what it cost you, what it truly cost you to let go and let God. How many of you know there is a price to really surrender yourself to God? For you finally lining your mouth up with the word of God, nobody will ever know what it costs you to let go and let God. For you finally lining your mouth up with the word of God. For you finally lining your mouth up with God and calling it whatever he says, and not just what you feel like saying or what your friends are saying, not even what the doctors are saying, what they're calling it. Because, again, the blessing is in what you call it. The blessing is in what God told you to call it. And when you're obedient to him, the blessing will flow. Somebody, when you're obedient to him, the blessing will flow. Beloved, prolific fire family, I love you so much. We truly have so much to thank God for, to worship him for. What a kingdom we are a part of. And if PolitiFire coming on every Monday night has helped advance the kingdom of God in any way and impacted your life for the better, I'm grateful. 8 years, and I'm grateful. God is good. God himself is fire. God is fire, prolific fire. Somebody just say amen and seal that. Thank you, family. Thank you. Just a little word to encourage your heart on tonight. That concludes the message. But if there's anybody on the phone lines that need a prayer, now is your time to press one on your phone, and I will be glad to pray with you on tonight. Press one on your phone, but do not begin to speak until you hear me say hello. That's important. Wait till I greet you. That way, not only will I hear your prayer request, but God will hear it as well. And I will pray with you accordingly. I'm going to give you a few minutes to get your prayer request in your head, get yourself together. And after that, after I pray with you, if there's somebody in need of prayer, after that, I will turn it over to the woman of God, the woman of faith, Prophetess Peyton. She will be praying us out on tonight. And while I got your attention, be sure to join her prayer. I'll be there too. But join her as she leads us in prayer on Friday. 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific, by calling the same number that a lot of you called tonight, which is 347-426-3782. And if you don't get your prayer request in on tonight, that's your second opportunity. So call in and be a part. Giving you the chance to get your prayer request in on tonight, though, I'm coming to the phone lines. To God be the glory.
Father God, observing the phone, as I look at the phone lines, as I observe the phone lines, there are no prayer requests for tonight. It looks like everybody is satisfied. If not, you can always reach out to me. The number is 865-408-8690. If something happens between 9 and Friday and you can't wait till Friday for prayer, just call or text 865-408-8690. With that being said, I'm about to put Prophetess Peyton on the air, and she's going to pray us out for tonight. Everybody be blessed.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on tonight, God, for, Lord, allowing us to have, Lord God, to celebrate Father God, I thank you on tonight, God, for allowing us, Lord God, to, Lord God, be able to celebrate 8 years of Prolific Fire on tonight. Heavenly Father, I want to say thank you for being part of Prolific Fire all 8 years. God, you've been, Lord God, allowing, Lord God, the prophetess, Lord God, how you've been allowing your word to, in her, Lord God, to engage in her life, that she will, you have put word in her that will, you have birthed something in her that be able to give to other people to help them to be birthed out. Father, I thank you for Prolific Fire, God, also, God, because, Lord, you who made Prolific Fire what it is today. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for all of the encouragement that you have gained Prolific Fire to encourage, the love, Lord God, and even the ministering the word, God, even prophesying, God, even worship, God. Lord, we thank you for Prolific Fire on tonight because, Lord God, without Prolific Fire, God, without Prolific, Lord, there will be no fire. And without fire, God, there will be no Prolific Fire. If it weren't for you, God, then on Prolific Fire side, God. So we thank you on tonight. And all of those that is part of Prolific Fire, Father, we ask you to touch them and bless them in a mighty special way. Father God, thank you, Lord God, for letting every follower, every listener, every, Lord God, someone may pass by here, pass by Prolific Fire. Lord, every newbie, God, we thank you for everyone that's, Lord God, that's connected to Prolific Fire. Now, Lord God, as we get ready to close it out, God, I ask you to continue to bless the woman of God, continue to fear her heart, Lord God, continue, Lord God, to navigate your word, Lord God, up in her, God, that she will begin to, Lord, let your word go and do what you sent it to do. Lord God, I thank you, God, continue to be with her, Lord. Day by day, continue to, Lord God, also touch all of those that are listening, God. And Lord God, thank you for letting the word come into their life. And Lord God, delivering them. Some even being loved, knowing how to love. Some even, Lord God, knowing how to forgive because of the living fire. Some even been birthed out, God, in their marriage, God. Now, Father God, I ask you to bless it and make the living fire continue to make it what you would have it to be. And also, in your Son Jesus' name, Father, I thank you. Father God, thank you on tonight for everyone that's listening, for everyone that's, Lord God, that was with the living fire. Those that left, thank you for them too. Those that may listen to the show, Lord, and not never call in or never say anything, but God, you still was a help to them. In your Son Jesus' name, Father God, I pray. Amen, amen, amen. Bless your name, Jesus.